This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All the stuff about me, why don't they just let me live? Tell me why.
I don't need no answer name. My favorite group of all time, baby. Now, if you'd ask me, although I knew the Jackson 5,
New Edition.
Didn't grow up with Jackson 5.
Right.
You know what I mean? I didn't get into Mike to the 80s. The Jackson 5 had just broken up by the time I got to Michael, went off the wall.
Yep.
Moonwalk. New Edition is my number one group. Yes, that's my number one group of all time.
Who's the other one? There was another young group of
Boys
black kids. No, it was earlier.
It was
around the New Edition time. What was the...
Jodeci?
No, earlier.
Earlier.
Because New Edition was
80s.
Early, like when they were kids.
80s, yeah.
Someone's going to tweet this at me. They maybe have one or two songs, but it was big.
The Jets?
No.
They weren't black kids either. They were like Spanish, I believe.
No, these were definitely at the
black kids. Yeah.
All right, I'll remember it. So 215-592-9494. It's Tell the Truth Thursday. The truth is we can't remember who that kid, the group is.
That's the truth.
The other Tell the Truth Thursday is which Super Bowl do you feel more emotionally connected to, 2017 or
emotionally.
This year? Emotion. But we do have some other truth going on as Aaron from Mount Airy took some shots at Corey from Columbus.
Well, Corey in Kentucky.
Corey in Kentucky, as he called him. Now, Corey said, I need to respond.
Did he call him Corey in Kentucky?
He did.
I did not hear that.
Yeah, so Corey needed to respond, and I approved said request, and Corey joins us. Corey, what do you have to say about Aaron?
Hey, listen, Aaron, Bonnie James, listen, I ain't got nothing but love for you. But let me just put this out here real quick. You know, only one person on the afternoon show got a locked-in spot. You know, when I don't call, they say, hey, yo, where Corey? They don't say that about you. You know what that made me think about, dog? Remember when Paul Pierce retired and he was on the Clippers and Draymond said, what, you thought you was Kobe or something? they don't love you like that, boy. They don't love you like
God.
That.
Love,
so look,
love everyone. ELE.
Listen, when I don't call, they looking for me. 2-3 days, you know, it's just a regular day when we don't hear from you. But you know what I'm saying? You get in there. You get in there. And I love you. And your pops, he great too. I love y'all. I just wanted you to say, you know, I was wrong about Hurts in the beginning. That's all. Ain't no beef, baby. I got nothing but love for all the callers. That's all. And also, you know, Columbus, I'm going to give you a little geography lesson because you know the show lacks. Columbus is in the center of Ohio, so it's nowhere close to Kentucky. But it's all
that's
love,
true. Cincinnati is the one that's close to Kentucky, yes.
All right, Corey, thank you. That is a funny line, though, I have to say, in support of Aaron and that. Corey from Kentucky is a funny line.
Well, which
line.
Is better, though? Corey calling Aaron Bronny James.
They're both very good.
Two good ones, yeah.
Corey
that's two
in
good
Kentucky.
Ones.
They're both very good.
I did not see this coming. There's a rivalry happening here.
The Twitter question, speaking of rivalries, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, what do you think the response is to this? Who is more of a Super Bowl-winning quarterback, Kenny Pickett or Carson Wentz?
That's a good question. I don't know where everybody falls on this one. I would say, obviously, Wentz is more of a Super Bowl winning quarterback than Kenny Pickett.
Well, only one of them played in the Super Bowl.
I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. Yeah, I totally agree with that.
So do you want to guess on the vote?
Yeah, I'll go slightly in favor of Wentz, 55%.
We have 69% Wentz.
Okay,
69%. But 31% did say Kenny Pickett.
Yes, yeah, because he played the game.
Right. Yes. And then this is another good Twitter question from Jack. Which title is more of a Mickey Mouse title? Elliott Shore Parks, Eagles Insider of the Year, or LeBron in the Bubble?
Oh, LeBron in the Bubble.
Elliott, 62%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, they don't give E a break around here, man.
60-40 Elliott. That's what we call him. That's what Elliott's always aiming for, is 40%. So,
wow. So
Elliott wins Eagles Insider of the Year, the first ever one yesterday. The competition has already begun for next year, and the odds are already out from an offshore sports book for Eagles Insider of the Year winner for 2026. Here we go. The favorite, the odds on favorite to win Eagles Insider of the Year in 2026, Tim McManus at minus 125.
Wow, minus odds?
Yes, that's a pretty strong favorite. After McManus, the newspaper reporter comes in at plus 150. Looks like the book is expecting not as good an Eagles year next year, because that's the only way newspaper reporter wins it. D. Gunn at plus 225.
Oh, okay.
Just respecting his history, I guess.
Yeah, and you gotta think. A lot of these guys who have this sort of in their background and they had sort of taken a little bit of a back seat to everyone else.
Yep.
Well, this sort of will light the fire.
Should wake them up.
Yeah.
Should wake them up.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Jason Dumas, also at plus 225.
Newcomer.
Everyone, and I can tell you, Elliot, he won't admit this, Elliot's scared of Jason.
Ah.
Because Jason's definitely, he was breaking Philly stories while he was in San Francisco.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he's got connections. We haven't heard Elliott odds yet. Brandon Graham is plus 350.
Brandon Graham?
Brandon Graham is plus 350. Then Elliott Shore Parks at plus 400.
Okay.
John Clark at plus 650.
Clarky?
Ike Reese at plus 725.
Ikey?
And Big Dom at plus 1250.
Hold on. That means I got the second to the longest odds?
We don't have national people. Now, you even said yesterday it'll be tough for you because you hear things, but you never present it as things that you're hearing.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? You don't know anything.
Yeah,
that's what you always say until something happens and you say that you
then
know
then I
it.
React to it.
Yes, yeah. You react. You're not a news breaker. You're a news reactor.
The loss of Becton also hurt you since he was your...
Oh, my God,
well,
man.
It's true. It's true.
That was your biggest scoop.
You were riding him like a sea biscuit.
Yeah, who could forget?
Yes.
You could be big in draft time, but I don't know. Listen,
I'm waiting on the draft.
Yeah, like I'm just monitoring Ike.
Yeah, listen, I got stuff coming up too.
What does that mean?
I'm just saying.
Okay. All right. You're not leaving
Ike's kind of like a caller, though. Like,
no.
The callers are like, yeah, like this is the move we're going to make.
Yes. Like Corey. Corey's like, yeah, we're going to draft a tackle. Well, that's not insider stuff. Do you know what I mean?
He called Josh Sweat to the Cardinals.
Well, he did. He said he called his source or whatever. So, all right, 2-1.
Well, if I get the player right that I say they like.
Yes. If you say they like
such and such, and this is that exact player.
I mean, it's the only reason we gave Elliott Insider of the Year.
Okay.
Because of Aziz Ojulari.
Right, yes. It was not a... Look,
Elliott had a good year.
He had a good year, but he wasn't an insider.
He had the second best year.
Mickey Mouse run.
Yeah, I'm happy for Elliott. I think
that
doesn't
sound like it.
No, I am. I'm very happy he won the voting, even though he didn't get the most first place votes. And I do think he did a great job this year, and he grew. He became much better. He didn't have a McManus type year, but he had an Elliott year. It was a really good Elliott year. Congratulations, by the way, Elliott. We're all very happy
there
for you.
Go.
Yeah, 215-593-9494. Andy in Westchester, you're on WIP.
Fraud championship, I says, for Elliott.
Wow. Why is that?
You just said he didn't get the most first place votes. How does he even win?
Well, that's how voting works sometimes, you know?
Yeah, second place votes count, too.
Yeah, second place, third place votes. You know, that's why you go total score.
Ah. So anyway, ABC, was that the group you were looking for?
No, someone just tweeted at me. It was Musical Youth. It was Past the Dutchie.
Okay.
I don't even remember. I pass
the Dutchie on the left-hand side. You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
The Chris Cross were, they were young, weren't they?
They were young, but they were rap. I wasn't thinking rap.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when you earlier said, let me see what this idiot has to say, I bet you half the people on hold were like, oh, he's going to pick up on me. Because I certainly thought so. And it was OG Wade.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
The 2017, actually, this gave me an identity crisis with OG Wade agreeing with me. Because the 2017 win, I felt like the nation was kind of like, oh, you know, that's a cute Super Bowl win. This one was just so dominant and, you know, kind of plant the flag and the flex Super Bowl that, to me, it meant more. It was our homegrown players. They'd been here for years, and it sucks that we lost a lot of them now, but still, this Super Bowl to me meant a lot more in those terms.
Did you shed a tear in the first one, and did you shed a tear this time?
I did not shed a tear the first one. The first one, again, against OG Wade, in week 10, I told my wife they're winning the Super Bowl. I took the pots and pans out before the game started because I was so sure they were winning the Super Bowl, even after Nick Foles took over.
Really? After Wentz got hurt?
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
I knew that was their year. But anyway, I'm just lying, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Sometimes just to get through the day, we lie to ourselves. It's all good, Andy.
Exactly.
It's part of being a sports fan, you know? Yeah, I mean, part of being a sports fan is convincing yourself they have a chance when they don't have a chance.
Yes.
Because without hope, what's the point? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
That is what Justin was saying this the other day.
Great thing about sports.
Video, Justin, is that the process, what was so fun about that is the idea of hope, the idea, oh, we can do it. Because once you do it, then it's in the rear view. And when you're just getting to it, when you see it in your future, that might be the best you feel as a sports fan, is when you think it can happen.
So you said something earlier, and you said it while you were making another statement, but it caught my attention.
Okay.
You said something to the effect that you're over this Super Bowl.
Yes.
Like, do you think people are like, the Super Bowl was like a month and a half ago.
I know.
You're over it?
I'm over it.
Does it feel like most people are, or do it feel like we're still like?
Well, it's really hard for me to tell because I only have conversations with people about this when everybody can hear it. And it's hard for people to admit that. Well, I'm not saying that there's a lot of people that do, but there's not a lot of people that will call on the radio and say that they feel that way.
Right.
And I do, when I'm doing the show, feel like I am on an island when I'm just thinking about doing it again next year.
Right.
But I think there is something to, it's because I don't feel the same as I felt after we won the 17 one, and I'm chasing more. So, like, to me, the only way that it can feel the same is if we...
I realize it's never going to feel like that again.
I know. And it is... I'm not saying I'm like A.J. Brown, but I understand how he felt when he said it didn't feel the way I thought it was going to feel. Mm-hmm. Because once it's over, you're not going for anything anymore. So I immediately...
You've done it.
Yes. Yeah. And I immediately start thinking about what it will feel like in the future if we do it again. So I think on some level, me being over it is chasing feeling it again rather than...
I know what you're saying.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
So it's not like I don't think it was great and I had a great time that week.
You enjoyed it, but you moved past it and now you're focused on the next one.
I have.
I haven't gotten there yet.
I know. Yeah. I don't think most
people... You're wearing a two-time Super Bowl champion sweatshirt today.
Yes.
You know?
That's nice.
First thing you said to Lisa was, I'm a two-time Super Bowl champ. I mean, you're clearly still reveling in this.
Yeah.
And I do wonder if this game was close. if AJ and like when Jordan was on us, Jordan kind of said the same thing.
He kind of said the same thing.
And yeah, that we were celebrating in the third quarter. Right. I didn't even
if
know.
It was a nail biter, I think that they would have a different feeling. If it came down
you
to
definitely
the
would have a different feeling
they,
to it.
They were celebrating. They Gatorade bath Nick Sirianni with 3 minutes left in the game.
Well, the game was over at halftime.
I know.
Yeah. I think that's why I agree with Jack about if I had a preference, I would want the close game.
Mm-hmm.
There is something to the blowout after effect. In the moment, I enjoyed the relaxing Super Bowl. I was okay about not biting my nails and all of that. But the after effect, I don't believe it has the same sort of exhale moment to it, and you feel exhausted, and you're like, man, we won that game. I can't believe we won that game. It went back and forth. That was the first one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what you felt after that first one.
The first one had everything in that sort of way.
It had drama, had it all.
And I think I am almost thinking in the back of my head, maybe it's like what I'm feeling and I'm thinking, that the next thing that might feel as good as the first one is if we are bigger than just winning one Super Bowl, right? Like if you win one Super Bowl, people remember you, but they don't remember you.
Uh-huh.
It's when you win more than one Super Bowl that you go down in history and you think about the... So I just keep thinking about we got to get another one so it... So there's something. So there's some plateau. Because this plateau doesn't feel as meaningful as the other plateau to me. It just, I don't know what it is. I wish it did that week. And then it just went away really quickly.
That's interesting because the win actually had, I think the impact of the win, winning your second title, sort of getting into that group of teams now that have won multiple titles. You know, Tampa got into that group of being a team that won multiple titles. The Ravens got in that group in 2012. So to be able to get in that group of teams that have multiple titles, I guess now we're looking to get with the teams that have three, right? It's not many of those. So that's Washington, Green Bay, Pittsburgh, Dallas, San Francisco, New England, Kansas City.
Well, this was all stuff I said beforehand that I wanted, but then it happened. And I don't know, if I'm just being honest, I don't know how much of it is the fact that I talk about it for 4 hours every day that I didn't for the 2017 Super Bowl.
Right.
So we worked, but I wasn't having a conversation about it every day.
And you were so giddy because Carson got hurt, and you were the Foles thing. You were just saw that right in front of your eyes.
Well, I did. I mean, as a programmer, I knew that we had
salivating
potentially the greatest situation in sports history. The backup quarterback winning the Super Bowl while the starter was in. Injured and the fight that ensued, and we did get what I wanted out of that, which was the arguing about it forever. By the way, we could go, should they have kept Foles tomorrow, and we could have that fight for 4 hours. It was an everlasting argument. Yeah, I don't, and now I feel guilty that I'm over it, and I feel like I shouldn't feel that way, but
I mean, you're not the only one.
Maybe, I don't know.
We don't feel like you're the only one. It feels like you do have some people that have already jumped into, let's go get another one.
Right. Because part of why this one would be good is because we believe it's the beginning of something.
Yeah.
Of that there might be more to come. Mm-hmm. Not that we're going to win the Super Bowl every single year, but that this could be an era. This could be 3 years or 5 years.
This could be a dynasty.
It could be.
Yeah.
Right. Dynasties are hard. They got to win three for a dynasty, right?
I agree.
Two is not a dynasty.
I agree.
Okay, got to win three. And the 2017 one doesn't count in terms of dynasty.
It does not count with this.
Right. No,
different quarterback, different head coach.
Yeah. Yep. This has been an emotional investigation into how I feel about this.
Hey, it's just a thought exercise.
Just a thought exercise.
Yeah, take a deep breath.
Like you did last night.
Yeah.
And everybody got mad at you anyway.
I said they win.
All right. It's Tell the Truth Thursday.
They never hear that part.
Yeah, there he goes.
Now, it wasn't every caller.
It was
caller.
One guy.
It was literally.
He really wanted to challenge me.
Because you texted us. You said people are really mad. And I went back and I listened.
Well, but the board, we didn't get to everyone.
Okay.
I was like, this guy's on drugs. And,
okay. How does Fran know
this
who's
guy's on drugs?
Right. All right, 215-592-9494. It's Tell the Truth Thursday. Which Super Bowl are you more connected to emotionally, 2017 or this year? Coming up next, we will check in. We're a week from opening day, but
thank God.
We are a week from opening day, but some not great news about a starting pitcher coming out of Clearwater for the Phillies. Jack will hit that next in the High Hopes, Jack, and Baseball Report. This is a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.